Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 11th, and this is Washington, D.C., Council 21, volunteer James Archino reporting. FAOM Bulletin Number 4 became available at your local domicile on October 5th, with an effective date of this Friday, October 14th. This bulletin contains a number of time-sensitive policy and procedure changes and clarifications in preparation for United's projected receiving of our single operating certificate at the beginning of November. Please be sure to take the time to insert, thoroughly review, and record bulletin number 4 into your FAOM prior to the October 14, 2011 effective date. On October 3, 2011, the company announced that 30-day AMP will be offered for the November schedule month, October 31st through November 30th. The amount and locations have not yet been determined. If you are interested in 30-day AMP for the November schedule month, you must have your request on file through Unimatic DSP FAI by 0800 Central Time on Friday, October 14, 2011. November 30-day AMP awards will be posted by 1730 Central Standard Time the same day. Keep in mind, if you are awarded 30-day AMP directly, touching immediate adjoining another period of 30-day AMP or a single day of AMP without at least one day off in between the periods of AMP, your benefits may be affected. We encourage you to review and remove any requests for which you no longer have an interest. Following the initial award, the company reviews manpower requirements and may award additional 30-day AMP before the start of the schedule month. When requesting any time off, we encourage you to fully review all available information and ask questions about anything that is unclear. Should you have additional questions, please contact your local council office. This week, our negotiations committee and management are at the table in Washington, D.C. for our first expedited mediation session. Following this session, the negotiations committee will provide the United Master Executive Council an in-depth report at the upcoming fall meeting of the United MEC and directly to you in the next edition of our negotiations and you newsletter. More information regarding the expedited mediation process can be found on our website in the expedited mediation section. For the most current negotiations information, we recommend signing up for the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network, or FAN, by going to our website. We encourage you to stay focused on the potential for an agreement using the expedited mediation process, and remember, our success at the bargaining table is directly related to the level of support our negotiating committee receives from you standing firmly behind them. We create the opportunity through negotiations. You provide the power to make it happen through our solidarity. Flight attendants at Continental Micronesia, CMI, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, have announced they have reached a bridge agreement with their management. CMI flight attendants will be offered a one-time irreversible transfer to Continental subsidiary domestic operation at either Houston or Newark to be placed at the bottom of the Continental seniority list. The effective date of this transfer is October 18, 2011 for all CMI flight attendants electing to exercise this option. Earlier this year, United Management offered a similar crossover program to United flight attendants. The United Master Executive Council reviewed and debated the proposal for management and unanimously agreed that it had no benefit for United flight attendants. Survey results and input from our membership overwhelmingly supported the decision not to negotiate a hiring agreement for the Continental subsidiary that would place United flight attendants at the bottom of the seniority list. Our contract contains comprehensive provisions for addressing an overstaffing situation through our voluntary furlough program, which protects seniority, maintains benefits, and protects jobs. Under our contract, you maintain seniority accrual, health care, and online past travel benefits as if on active status. Unlike the crossover program management proposed to United Flight Attendants, our voluntary furlough language has a definitive end date with the right to return to your active domicile, as well as the ability to return to work early through a hardship request. There are two key protections in our contract language that are omitted from any crossover program proposed by management. The Continental Micronesia MEC has agreed to offer this option to their flight attendants because input from CMI flight attendants indicates an interest in the program. Additionally, CMI has only one base in Guam, and there is no path for relief when the company's schedule creates an overstaffing situation, unlike there is for United flight attendants. While likely not an attractive option for many CMI flight attendants, this offer may provide relief to some. Flight attendants from CMI who accept the agreement and transfer to Continental will be placed at the bottom of Continental's seniority list for the duration of their transfer. The CMI flight attendants will preserve their current CMI seniority for the AFA seniority integration process, which maintains flight attendants' bidding seniority on the merged seniority list. Their accrued seniority from CMI will take effect only upon membership ratification of single contract that will provide improvements for all 25,000 flight attendants at the new United. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.